Thanks again for joining me here at Preaching the Gospel That Saves, and thanks for subscribing to my bookstore blog. And as we continue to go through books not found in your so-called Christian bookstore, and that book would be So Many Versions by Saki Kubo and Walter F. Speck, 20th century English versions of the Bible, okay? And we are now in chapter 16, the New International Version, the NIV. Its history. The most recent of the major modern speech Bibles is the New International Version, the New Testament of which was published in September of 1973. It is a completely new translation made directly from the original languages of the Bible. Original languages of the Bible. The decision to produce it was formalized by a group of biblical scholars meeting in Chicago in 1965. So right there, scholars, okay, scholarship. What does that tell you? Scholarship does not believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. They don't believe that he ever resurrected. Scholarship does not believe in creation. Scholarship does not believe in the miracles of the Lord Jesus Christ, okay? So when they start throwing around that word, you know that they are not Bible believers. This was the culmination of several years of exploratory study by the evangelicals from a number of different churches beginning in the 1950s. Before the flood of modern translations began. That's a lie. The flood of modern translations began in 1881. Westcott and Hort made the American Standard Version. Okay? And that's when it started. Not 1950. Okay? And one thing you got to understand, especially with all these gender issues, in these new translations, there is no gender. They removed the word man and they removed the word woman, okay? And made it human or persons or people. So if you're wondering where the confusion may have came from, I'm giving you a clue, okay? 1881, this began. This study was initiated when interested groups from the Christian Reformed Church and the Commission on Education of the National Association of Evangelicals found each other. Is there anything called a Christian in all that? Oh, Christian Reformed Church. What is that? The only Christian church that I know of is the Church, the Body of Christ. The project launched in Chicago in 1965, received a new impetus in 1967 when the New York International Bible Society agreed to sponsor it financially. Look up that group. International Bible Society. Look up that group and tell me if they believe their Bible as it stands. More next week.